And we know Justice.
This meeting is now being recorded.
Judge Hopp.
Here.
Judge Mormon.
Present.
Mr. Roddy.
Here.
Ms. Wallen-Roman. Okay.
All right. We have a quorum. So we have on our agenda one item today. That's regarding the court call contract, and this was, I think, wanted to make a recommendation to the council about it. So we put together a small subcommittee, and we have a report, a very well done report. Does everybody have a chance to read it?
Yes.
Thank you, whoever that was, for indulging me by answering. Thank you.
that was me, Judge Mormon.
Thank you, Judge Mormon. Somebody cares. I wondered if somebody, either Judge Brody or somebody could make a kind of a quick presentation just to kind of highlight the key points of it.
This is Judge Brody.
We got two comments opposing, which were attached, and they were addressed in the report. Go ahead, Judge Brody.
So how much where would you like me to start? With the overall proposal and what we researched, how we came up with the proposal, the public comments?
Why don't you give us 3 minutes of your best material?
Court call, let me back up a little bit. The Judicial Council is required by statute to set the fee that is charged for telephonic appearances. This was originally set, I believe, back in 2011. It was modified in 2013, and there has now been a request submitted by court call to adjust that fee again, specifically to increase it. The method used was basically a version of the consumer price index. We looked at how the rate of inflation had changed to the other, applicable costs that people bear, using a version of one of those indices. I don't frankly remember which one. Staff concluded that an increase to $94 was appropriate. It was a little less than court call had asked, but nevertheless, that's what the recommendation was. It was sent out for public comment. There were two public comments received, one from a superior court. That superior court had some concerns about how the fee was set.
Judge Roddy, hang on a second.
Sure.
Just on the call.
So we may hear a beep when a member of the public
call. Yes, you're welcome, of course. All right, sorry.
It was sent out for public comment. There were two public comments received. One was from a superior court. The details of that comment are set forth in the report. To briefly summarize it, there was some question about whether the initial fee was found to be fair and reasonable at the time it was adjusted back in 2013. They raised a question that if it wasn't set appropriately back then to increase it is just piling on to bad data, if you will. And that court was also concerned about whether or not a fee increase would result in fewer telephonic appearances. Regarding the first point, there was, in fact, a pretty thorough investigation into the appropriate costs back when the fee was initially established. That process was enough to ensure, in the committee's view, the sort of working group's view, that the initial fee was set in a reasonable way and a fair way. Regarding the potential to decrease telephonic appearances, the data provided by court call showed that when the fee was last increased back in 2013, there was no meaningful drop in telephonic appearances. Telephonic appearances had been declining at that point. They went back up. It appears to be fairly static, cyclical, but not in a way that could be obviously tied to any fee increase. So that's how the working group addressed the Superior Court's comment. Another comment was received by a social justice organization. They had a variety of concerns. One was with the view that this was a monopolistic arrangement with court call. In the working group's view, that's not correct because it was set out to bid. Also, the current proposal is to adjust the fee that is charged by any organization that has telephonic appearances. So it's not just a court call. There are various, I think, three superior courts that provide directly for telephonic appearances. This would also regulate the fee that they charge. There was some concern about the impact on low-income populations. There is a pretty robust set of fee waivers. That's really something that's outside the scope of the working group's view, in the sense that all costs disproportionately affect low-income populations. Social justice organization had a concern, noting that there's a much smaller fee for telephonic appearances in other jurisdictions. For example, apparently a $30 fee for proceedings in the bankruptcy court. There are important distinctions between telephonic appearances in state court and federal court. One involves who builds and maintains the telephonic appearance infrastructure. And second, there are set-asides in that fee that get sent to the trial court. So none of that is captured by the federal court, which explains largely, if not entirely, the difference in fees that are charged between those jurisdictions. I believe that covers the bulk of the public comments. There are some other more details that are set forth in the report, but if there are any questions, I'm happy to address them. I don't know if Judge Anderson or Mr. Roddy, who are also part of the working group, have anything they'd like to add, but that would be my best material.
Nothing to add. I think you summed it.
And nothing here. Very good summary.
I thought it was great. The only issue I have with the report is, since I think part of, especially Kyle, you and me, one of our issues at the last council meeting with respect to the $75 million piece was that the report came up without multiple recommendations or multiple options. But you guys did consider a couple of other options. Would it be possible, before we went live with this report, that we just flesh out that there's a paragraph there?
Did you see it at the end of the report?
The alternatives considered? I thought about that. I will say we didn't really discuss that in the working group. I will say, speaking for myself, it appears to be a fairly binary choice. I mean, either we would raise the fee or we wouldn't. I don't really know, given that we're asked to consider one thing, which is namely not so much how we do it, but if we do it, I think the only other alternative would be that we would just say, no, we're going to leave the fee as is, which is certainly something we could do. But I don't know.
And that was considered, right?
Yeah, we definitely considered it. The working group's view is that this is a reasonable fee increase given the increase in costs. There's technology changes that are being contemplated through the telephonic appearance program, if you will.
I just wonder, as our role evolves or may evolve within the branch, if it would not be worth adding a paragraph to the on page 7 to alternatives considered, just what you said in a few sentences, like something to the effect of, we would normally provide options, but in this instance, the only option was not to raise the fee, raise the fee by an amount other than what court call wanted, or raise the fee to what court call wanted.
And in fact, I think we are proposing that the fee be raised. I think it's $2 less than what court call wanted. Am I right about that?
You are correct about that.
Right.
So the other alternative would have been saying $96 per appearance instead of $94. That was an alternative we considered. We rejected that ultimately because the staff's view of the data, which the working group agreed was correct, showed that $94 was the more appropriate, reflected more appropriately the increase in costs.
Okay.
There's some of that discussion is in the body of the report, but if you would like, I could certainly move or repeat some of that in the alternatives considered section. You know, the higher fee was requested and rejected.
Or just put it at the top and just say options, you know, options one, raise, if the committee lets me, I can just do this offline and put it more in a format that was consistent with what we wanted from others and just say like options, you know, options one, agree to court call's fee increase. Two, agree to an increase other than what a court call opted for. Three, no increase.
That would certainly – yeah, I don't have any objection to that modification being made, and that is consistent with the discussion that the working group had.
Yeah, and then we can – when we – I suspect this goes on consent, but if it doesn't, we can at least say, yes, there are the options the council can consider. Here's why we pick the one we picked and recommend option one or option two, whichever one we wind up numbering it. Does anybody object to that? Okay, so are we eating? What's happening out there?
Sounds good to me.
No objection,
David. David, this is Todd. If you put
Todd.
On the consent agenda, hi. If you put it on the consent agenda with three options, if the consent agenda is going to be voted as a slate, how are you going to pick the option?
Well, because the committee is going to say, here are the three options that you have. We recommend adoption of option number blank.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you.
So that's all. And I was just thinking that given some of the comments that Judge Brody and I made at the last meeting, we probably wanted to true up the report a little bit for ourselves. Or not. Great.
No, I think that's good.
All right. So I guess we need a motion.
So this is Judge Brody. I will move that the committee recommend that the council increase the telephonic appearance fee to $94 for the reasons set forth in the report.
Second, Judge Hopp.
All right. There's a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All right, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? All right, passes unanimously. And then do I and or Judge Brody have permission to true up the report with staff to kind of lay out, you know, options considered and so that it doesn't go in just as here's your do this?
This is Judge Mormon. That's fine with me.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Judge Mormon. Does anybody object? All right, perfect. Then staff and I and everybody can work on it offline. We don't have to take your time with it. All right.
There is one other issue. I don't know if we want to I don't know if it's really within the scope of what we're talking about here. There are other issues, and I'll just maybe say this as an informational item to the committee since we're here. There are some I'll call them quirks, but that sounds a little pejorative. There are some parts about the way telephonic appearance fee revenue is distributed that date back to about 8 years ago when the statute was written. There have been some concerns raised about the continuing equity of distributing the fees in that way. There have been arguments raised by some, and I apologize, I don't know exactly the source of some of these, but at least concerns raised that it does not make sense in fiscal year 2018-19 to be distributing money based on a legislative finding in 2010 that certain distributions were required to ease the transition into a uniform telephonic appearance structure. So I think there is likely more work to be done on that subject. I think probably we will be asked to take a look at that to see if that continues to make sense. Certainly seems to me that it's – I'm sorry?
I think we already are underway on that. I think we talked about this at the meeting last time, which was there are certain legacy costs being paid, but the purpose of those legacy costs no longer exists. And we probably need to – I think we were thinking we need to get that taken care of sooner. I mean, it's not an emergency, but we probably want to get it done at some point.
Yeah, I think it strikes me, just speaking for myself, as the sort of – a sort of legacy distribution of money that it's important to revisit at this point.
So. Aren't we in the process of trying to schedule an in-person meeting? And could I suggest that we take this up? Because I'm not really all that familiar with the legacy costs and how they're distributed, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, it's legacy payments. Not
payments,
costs.
Yeah, sorry, I misspoke.
And we are in the middle of that, and that could definitely be one of the items that we – take up, because it's going to probably it will require, in fact, us working with PCLC and the staff, you know, Corey's shop, the OGA, to start making those legislative changes. I think in a nutshell, we're having payments distributed to courts who are no longer really in the court call family, and there's the optics on that and the equities of that we need to rethink.
And also the percentage by which some of these revenues are distributed is not intuitive. I'll just say that.
That's a great way to put it.
All right. Perfect. So we'll put that on the agenda as well. If you haven't filled out your doodle for dates at work, please do. So that's coming up on us pretty quick. And that's all I've got. Let's go around the room. Kyle or Judge Brody, anything?
Nothing for me, thank you.
Mr. Roddy?
Nothing here.
Judge Anderson?
I'm good.
Judge Hopp?
No thanks.
Judge Mormon? Already left us. Mendocino fell into the ocean. I knew it would happen.
No. I have trouble with my mute button. I have nothing else. Thank you.
Slayed by the mute button.
Who did I miss? Staff, anything?
Nope.
All right.
Judge Botke.
Oh, Judge Todd. Yep. I'm sorry.
Nope. Botke, nothing. Anything? Thank you. Nope.
All right. Then... great meeting, everybody, and I'll see you in a couple weeks.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Take care.